Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Two Posts. I want to talk to you today about a timely topic, and it's definitely out of the norm. Ready? Eclipse end times foolishness exposed. Yeah, you've heard about the eclipse, right? That's coming April 8th, 2024. There's a lot of hype about this eclipse that's coming across America. Similarly, like the eclipse that happened in 2017. Let me read a scripture to you. 2 Peter 3:16. As also in all his epistles, speaking them those things, in which are some things hard to understand, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. So that verse talks about people that mess up the word of God and don't interpret it or discern it rightly. That's what we're going to talk about today. I thought I'd cover this topic and put down some of the false claims, the rumors, and just state some facts about it, and also go to some scripture regarding the eclipse and the foolishness and tying it to the end times. So there's a bunch of false teachers, charlatans. A lot of them are Hebrew root types. I got the Hebrew roots exposed on my teaching blog at don'tperish.com. It's a false cult way, false gospel, teaching people to go back to Torah law. A lot of them are making a big deal out of this eclipse across America, tying it to Bible prophecy, Christ's return, and the last days. So is there any truth that this eclipse is tied to Bible prophecy, Christ's return, and the last days, the end times? The answer, no. There isn't any evidence. I'm gonna tell you that I know of no evidence, and these false teachers give no biblical evidence, but they use a lot of false claims, conjecture, scripture twisting. I'm going to show you a few of those. I see nothing in scripture that points to this eclipse towards the last days, Jesus' return, or any kind of America in Bible prophecy. So the first thing we need to know, eclipses are a natural occurring events because of God's awesome creation. You got the sun, you got the earth, you got the moon. It's a natural reoccurring event. We'll talk about that in a minute. So as I mentioned, I don't know of any scriptures. I could go and I could list all the Bible verses that directly link this eclipse to the last days in America to Jesus' return. In truth, there's none. Not one. Not even one that hints to it. Not even close. So you can forget about this being a biblical event. It's not. It's a natural occurrence in the heavens. The tying it to scripture, this is a man-made event. This is man-made theology. This is false teaching, to say it simple. I've heard all kinds of hype and conjecture about this, fear-mongering, twisting of scripture, using numerology. We'll talk about that, and plain old false teaching on this subject. It's really pretty amazing what they try to get away with. So before we go to some of their false ways, let me talk about the eclipse itself. Let me give you some facts about these eclipses. First of all, eclipses are very common happenings. In some form, about every year and a half they happen. Been hundreds of them. Okay? There's many of them that happen globally. And just because they usually don't happen where there's lots of people, they don't get much notoriety. But the eclipse in 2017 and 2024 happened to be coming across America, where millions of people live. It got a lot of attention. A lot of times the eclipses might happen over the ocean or more sparsely populated lands. No attention to it. So you can see just the positioning of this eclipse, so these two eclipses made a difference. It doesn't mean they're Bible related. It doesn't mean they're end times related at all. And third, excuse me, if you look at a map, eclipses over America and the world, it looks like skid marks on a highway. There's lots of them. So this is nothing special, nothing new. Natural, common, reoccurring events. All right, so now that we know eclipses are not some supernatural thing, keep that in mind. We'll talk about that at the end. They're not supernatural. They're natural due to the sun, earth, and moon's movements. Let's look at some of the scriptures that they try to use to make hype and try to make it look like these eclipses are about the Bible and end times and America. First, let me give you a scripture verse. What did Brother Paul say about scripture? 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The eclipses and America and all this is going on is not in scripture. So it's not part of our instruction or doctrine. It's not in the word. So don't believe it. Especially when it comes to, if it's not in the word, don't believe it. When it comes to spiritual truth and end times things, if it's not in the word, you don't believe it. And these things are not in the word. These are natural occurrences. So back to the eclipse heresy. Many of them will start in the book of Genesis and they'll say, well, eclipses, natural signs and wonders. Genesis 1:14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from night. And let there be for signs, for seasons, for days, and for years. Well, that's easy to discern. God set these things up to be what? Signs, markers of seasons, summer, spring, fall, winter. It has nothing to do with eclipses over America for last time, last day's events and judgment on America. Signs and seasons, cycles, God's timing. 365 days a year. That's what that's about. Not about eclipses at all. And then, if you look at Jesus' own words, we'll go to Matthew 24. They asked him, what will be the sign of your coming? He gives some really good signs after the tribulation. By the way, this eclipse is happening well ahead of any tribulation. We're not in the tribulation now. Matthew 24, 29 and 30. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of the Man of heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. That's not the 2017 or the 2024 eclipse. Very clear. Just listen to Jesus' words and we can discern what is right and what's wrong. These eclipses are just natural occurring events. Okay, next. I've heard these false teachers say this. They'll say that these eclipses are going through towns in America named Nineveh. And there is some towns in America named Nineveh. And apparently the eclipse is going to be going through them. And that's a sign, they say, of the last days, calling America to repentance. And they say, Jesus said, remember Nineveh's tied to Jonah? Jesus said, there'll be a sign of Jonah in the last days. They like to quote Matthew 12, 39. But he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. And there shall be no sign given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah. They go, see, Nineveh, these eclipses. No, that's not in scripture. That has nothing to do with the end times. How do we know that? If they would just read the next verse in Matthew 12, verse 40, Jesus tells us clearly what the sign was. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's or fish's belly, so shall the Son of Man be in 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The sign was Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. It has nothing to do with eclipses, towns in Nineveh, in America. Do you see the foolishness of this? This stuff sells books. It sells conferences. It gets clicks on YouTube videos. But it's not part of God's holy word. Another terrible practice that they use is something called numerology, number chasing. Have you heard of this? It's a mystic, occult way of looking for numbers in all kinds of things and making them meaningful and tying them to scriptures. I'll give you some examples. And demons use this to deceive people. Familiar spirits use this. I heard one false teacher say that the eclipse is going to have total darkness for 4 minutes, 28 seconds. Then he said, go read Jeremiah 4, verse 28. See the numerology there? 4 minutes, 28 seconds, Jeremiah 4, 28. It says this, for this shall the earth mourn, the heavens above be black, because I have spoken it, I have purposed it, and will not repent, neither will I turn back from it. Go read that verse, go read it in context. It has nothing to do with an eclipse in America 2,000 years after Jesus rose from the dead. This is absolute heresy, foolishness, terrible Bible twisting, bad, bad Bible study. That's what I'm here to expose. That's what I'm here to tell you. These men, most of them, a lot of them, Hebrew root false teachers, they're spiritual perverts. Spiritual perverts. Why do I say that? Jesus said they a perverse generation. That means twisting. They twist the word of God. See my teaching on that at the teaching area at don'tperish.com. All right, so next, some of these false teachers will go on and they use even more numerology, a mystic false way following numbers. It's demonic and deceptive. It's not of God, it's of Satan. And they'll say this, ready? The last eclipse was in 2017. 7 years later, 2024, is another eclipse. God's number, perfect number, is seven because he made 7 days of the week. They just tie numbers together like that. And while it's true God made 7 days of the week, there's no biblical evidence that these eclipses are timed out 7 years apart for any biblical purpose or future end time event. Eclipses come at all different times and dates. This one happens to be 7 years apart. No scriptures support this whatsoever. That should give you a big sign what to believe and what not to believe. They also like to use numerology to say things like this. The last eclipse, there was 30 towns that had Bible names that the eclipse path went through. Jesus started his ministry when he was 30. Do you see the foolishness here? You could tie so many things together with these numbers, it would make your head spin. But it's meaningless. It's not backed by the Bible. No scriptures support this. They can't give you scriptures. All they can do is twist and wrest the scriptures to their demise. There's another theory out there that some of the towns have the word Salem or name Salem. It's an old Bible word. Some of them say it means Jerusalem. And they play a part in the last day event as it went through the 2017 eclipse. So towns that have the word Salem because of the 2017 eclipse, Jerusalem, Old Testament word Salem, but no Bible verses support this idea. In America, an eclipse for the last days, predicting any judgment or any end time prophecy. No, nothing even close. I'll tell you this, they even go and they use total mysticism. I recently heard a false teacher say, even the American Indians, if you know the American Indians, they're totally pagan, corrupt, new age. Even the American Indians believed that eclipses were signs of doom and rebirth. The Bible doesn't say that anywhere, but they just throw that out as if we should follow American Indian folklore. Well, I guess we'd be smoking peyote and praying to the great white spirit God and all the animal spirits. No, we don't follow that. We follow scripture for truth. They also, this is a big one. They also say the two eclipses are making an X over America, and they do from 2017 to 2024. And there's an area called Little Egypt in Illinois that it's centered on. Yeah, that's true. What does that mean, Little Egypt? No Bible verses say anything about this anywhere. They're inferring that Israel came out of Egypt in the Great Exodus. No scriptures support this whatsoever. Conjecture, coincidence, conspiracy theory is what it really is. Here's another one that, this one's really crazy. So there's a comet that apparently is going by at the same time this eclipse is happening, and this is true, and it's called the Devil's Comet. That's true. Why? Because it has horns, and you could see it, I guess, from a long distance. It has, like, horns on the comet. And they're saying that because this Devil's Comet is passing by and the eclipse goes near a place called Devil's Kitchen, there's some demonic meaning to this. This all sounds really cool and supernatural, but it's not. Comets and eclipses are natural occurrences. No Bible verses support this anywhere. It's conspiracy theory, man-made false teaching. Don't chase after it. Don't be deceived by it. Keep your eyes on Christ and the gospel most of all. Paul talked about this, 1 Timothy 4:7. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. That's what we need to be focused on, not all this foolishness and heresy. My young brother just said the other day, he said, people mention these conspiracy theories and eclipses and things like that. People go crazy for it. They line up for it. Talk about the gospel and holy living coming out of the world. They don't want to listen to you. Yeah, this is just another great deception that Satan has worked out for people. Watching false signs and wonders and numerology, not watching the gospel, not coming out of the world, not watching your own holiness, not preaching the gospel and making disciples. It really is part of the strong delusion, I believe. So another key point I really want to make here, America, I live in America. Everybody's trying to tie America to Bible prophecy. America is not mentioned in Scripture, nor at Christ's return. Christ returns to Israel. Nothing in Scripture mentions America. Nothing. America very well could be destroyed or a fallen nation by that time, crushed, a third world nation before the tribulation, before Christ returns. We cannot, hear me here, we cannot make the Bible and prophecy about America. That's idolatry. That's patriotism. The Bible is all about God's creation, Christ, His Israel, and the New Jerusalem to come, not about America. Let's get that clear. That helps clear up a lot of false teaching right there. Here's another verse that these false teachers love to use, twisting it on America. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I will turn from their wicked ways. And turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. That, go read that in context. That's all about Israel and the Jews. Has nothing to do with America or any other country. That's wresting the word of God. It's dangerous. It's sinful. Anyone that does that is going to answer for it before a holy God. Yeah, don't do it. You'll get the plagues put on you. You get your name taken out of the book of life. America never was in Scripture. America never truly was a godly nation. America today is Sodom 2, set for the wrath of God. Judgment's already here. Look at America and its culture. Don't make America about the end times. These eclipses and America have nothing to do with Bible prophecy. No Bible verses back up what these people are talking about. So I hope that I've pretty much exposed some or much of this foolishness around these eclipses and America. Let's look at some scripture verses that do talk about God's creation and some heavenly events, because they are there. Let's look at Joel 30 and 31. I will show signs and wonders in the heavens and the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon into blood, before the great and terrible day of the Lord. Yep, supernatural events going to happen right at Christ's return or in the time of tribulation. Not natural occurring events like eclipses, like earthquakes. Supernatural events are going to take place. The context of that is the tribulation. Jesus talks about it in Matthew 24 as well. not the current eclipse over America. Let's look at Amos 8, verse 9. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day. This verse also has nothing to do with the eclipse in America in 2024, nothing to do with Christ's return related to America. Not one Bible verse teaches that. Twisting, resting the verses, scripture twisting, heresy. How about Jeremiah 10:2? Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. Yet God's people should not be dismayed at heavenly signs. We know they're natural, and we know supernatural ones are coming. But again, this verse has nothing to do with eclipses in America in 2024, having to do with Bible prophecy. How about Isaiah 13, 9 through 11? Behold, the day of the Lord cometh. Yep, the day of the Lord. This is the last days. Cruel, both wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners there out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light, and the sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world for the evil, and the wicked for their iniquity, and I will cause the arrogance of the proud to cease, and I will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. Last days, nothing to do with eclipses in 2024 in America. Those verses are all about other events, not eclipses in America in 2017, 2024, not even close to the tribulation time yet that it's speaking about. So if you study this out, you're going to see there are no verses that point to eclipses in America as end time signs of Christ's return or anything else. It's not part of God's time schedule for the last days. The Bible does not teach this in any way, shape, or form. Again, I'll say it. It's hype. It's scripture twisting. It's lies. And God hates all lies and liars. I need to add right here, I'm just going to throw this in there. There is no pre-trib rapture, by the way. That's another big lie. Go look at my article at the teaching blog. Pre-trib rapture is a lie. Christ comes for his elect at the end of the tribulation. I just want to throw that in there. That's another big lie being spread. So, I want to give you another example of hype around these last days. This one doesn't really talk about the eclipse, but it's the kind of hype around the eclipse. Check this out. So recently there's a picture going around of the Statue of Liberty that got hit by lightning. And all of these types of false teachers are saying, it's a sign from God. Look what's happening. Sign in the heavens. I did a little research. Did you know the Statue of Liberty gets hit by lightning 400 to 500 to 600 times a year, they say? It's a giant statue way up in the sky. It's metal. It's going to get hit with lightning. This is nothing new. It's a natural occurrence. Trees get hit by lightning. Steeples, yeah, male phallic symbols on churches get hit by lightning. Telephone poles, yeah, nothing new here. Just more hype and conjecture. Also, there were some earthquakes in New York City, I think yesterday or might have been even today. These have been happening all through man's history. Jesus does mention earthquakes, wars, rumors of wars, but he says these are the birth pains, just the beginning. It's not the tribulation. We're not even in the tribulation yet. So this has really not tied close to the tribulation. These are birth pains way before. And who knows if these earthquakes have anything to do with that particular situation. They've been happening for a long time. And I want you to think about something else as we're going over this. If you trust God's word, and God's word teaches us and enlightens us about what's to come, and Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4, why would God have not put all these things in scripture for us? Like the eclipses over another country, in a cross, an X, and give us details. Jesus gave us details of the end times. The Bible, he gave us details of his crucifixion. He gave us details of his resurrection. He gave us details he'd be in the grave 3 days and three nights. Why didn't God give us these details about these eclipses in America? Because they're not God's timetable. They're conjecture and hype and false teaching. They're not in the word of God, so don't trust them. Don't believe them. God does not leave his children in the dark. The Holy Spirit teaches us all truth, John 16. He doesn't leave us in the dark, saints. And by the way, none of us know the day or the hour of his return. And all of these eclipses and this conjecture, trying to narrow it down, saying it's coming, these events here and there, these are just natural events. There are going to be supernatural events. Think about this. An eclipse, when the sun and the moon and earth are perfectly aligned, that's a natural event. There will be supernatural times where God does stuff where it doesn't line up with nature. Think about that. That's what is going to happen in the end times. Supernatural means beyond explanation, like the end time events. These eclipses are natural occurrences that happen often, often, often. So I would encourage you, learn and study the word rightly, lest you be deceived by all these false teachers and all the hype and all the media. I would lovingly encourage you to stop listening to false teachers, quit reading their books or their online websites, stop listening and going to their conferences, get out of the churches. The churches are false and set for the wrath of God. Get in the scriptures, learn the truth, do what God's called us to do. Place your faith in Christ's perfect work, his death, burial, and resurrection. Repent, cry out for God's Spirit to be born again, obey him in holiness and endure. Preach the gospel, make disciples till he comes. Stop chasing all these silly signs, looking in the sky, numerology, idolizing America, a wicked nation that really is an enemy of God. Yeah, we should be about the things God called us to, not the things man is pointing to. Amen? Let me read you this verse as we finish up here. 2 Peter 3, 10 through 12, Peter tells us what we should be focused on. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Yeah, knowing all this stuff's coming, not eclipses, the last days, the tribulation, Christ's return, Antichrist rising. What kind of people should we be? He tells us right there. We should be godly and holy in all our conversation. So read the scriptures, understand what's coming. Yeah, study the book of Revelation. We're working through it verse by verse right now. Check out my verse by verses on that. I think I'm in chapter 2. Just getting started. But don't add to his word. Don't take away from his word. If you add to the word of God like these false teachers, you're going to get the plagues added to you. If you take away from the word of God, you're going to get your name taken away out of the book of life. Go read Deuteronomy and Revelation 22. It says that. I don't want that to happen to you. Forget about these eclipses as signs of the last days. Forget about all the conjecture. Find it in scripture. Believe what the scriptures tell us and trust in the word of God, not all these false teachers. I hope that helps you see this eclipse foolishness exposed in the last days. Oh, we're getting closer to the last days every day. You're getting closer to your death. So am I. We're getting closer to Christ's return. We're getting closer to tribulation. But these eclipses are not part of God's timetable. No scriptures point to it in any way. I think I've said that many times. Don't be looking at the eclipses, numbers, numerology, or America in scripture. Look to Christ. Look to his gospel. Look to the word. Repent, obey it, strive for the kingdom of God. Don'tperish.com is there to help you. Check out all the resources. We're out preaching the gospel tomorrow at an event. Audio and video to come. Stay tuned at the street preaching video section. Check out the Ecclesia page. Adding to it every day. Love y'all. Keep your eyes on Christ. May God be praised.